I can't take no more. Is that a song?
If it isn't, it should be.
Welcome to Joy Tactics, the podcast dedicated to all things joyful, joyous, and meeting as many celebrities as humanly possible. Hosted by Eric Rahill, Nate Veroni, and Jack Bensinger. Enjoy.
I can't take no more of this before I scream. Mm-hmm. I scream at you.
Your fifth day in a row working, doing the carts at Walmart. 12-hour days. Coming home to a child who's getting straight C minuses.
A C stands for camping in the yard, if you're my kid, that's for sure. Bring that ticket back to me, see if I don't put you out there on the, make you bite a hole in the ground and sleep in it. Mm-hmm. I better not have
to. Damn, if you had to bite a hole,
Well, that's what most animals know.
No, they use their paws, dude. Animal-style paws to do that.
Animal-style fries.
We should probably let you guys know just before we get into the full episode that Eric is just violently hungover right now at this moment. Just because I know there's going to be some questions. There's going to be, is Eric all right? Like, what's going on with him right now?
I barely slept a wink last night. And here's what's happening now, guys. This is how it was changing. I have no headache. Stomach's fine. But I feel like I'm in dead. Hell. I don't feel like I'm of this earth. And I don't feel like I deserve to be doing an award-winning, soon-to-be award-winning podcast with you guys.
Yeah, okay.
The Emmys are coming. Yeah.
This is when my imposter syndrome really kicks in. So I just, like, bear with me this episode. Okay.
Eric, you deserve to be here. You are wanted. You are loved. Okay?
Yeah.
But change. But just change a little bit.
You know? I'm trying, man.
A version of you is loved. A version of you is wanted.
If you had to go to the hospital for your imposter syndrome.
Oh, that's good.
Imagine that.
That's very good.
Up in the AO, hooked up to IVs.
Good idea.
Did you submit? Okay, let's start cataloging the sketches that were coming up that are very good. Okay, so it starts up top. My back feels way better. Thanks so much. I'm gonna blah blah blah. Right? That's how it starts. Normal. Then Eric comes in the wheelchair with a cast that goes up his head, Marge Simpson style. What's going on? Hello, how are you?
I feel like it's crazy that I'm an actor even though I feel like I don't deserve to be.
Oh, okay.
Say what?
Did you smoke something crazy? Because you're acting like a high ass well, not that, but you're acting fucked up.
And there's some next level.
It's funny to be. It's funny to have the
baddie nurse in the back.
Oh,
two of them.
Nurse Joy. Nurse Joy. Remember.
Oh, Nurse
and
Joy.
And tactics.
Well, right.
Right.
What are you saying, somebody?
Oh, I forget.
That's all right. Eric showing up to his kid's first soccer game.
Totaled
the vehicle.
You can smell the Casamigos coming right off me.
Casamigos Blanco or the other one?
Dude, Blanco. Of course, Blanco. Silver.
Benedictine.
My belly's hanging out of the Adidas like polo that I got.
You're the ref, 2 months too. Ago.
Oh, yeah.
Bumping the Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego Chopped and Screwed remix.
Bumping that Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Someone's been saying it on the subreddit as a Wabendigo, but I want to clear it up right now. It's Abednego, dude, or whatever.
Oh, and a lot of people are also getting the pronunciation. When you're, maybe I've already cleared this up. People are saying Rahillian. People are saying Veronian. And I saw Bensingerian.
Yeah.
Benzer.
All I would say is maybe Bensinguian or
Bensinguian.
Something like that. Cause then
let me check this out. Wow. We're at 930 tacticians. Are you almost?
Dude, that's an army, dude.
Are you
Jonestown
me?
Could never. Did that's we not already beat him out, Jim? Well, how many? I mean,
I don't know if we did.
We're not going to do. you know.
Well, we don't need to be competitive like that. We don't have the male ego in that sense.
Not the male one.
We defeated it.
Not the human Ryan male Holiday one.
Style. There's a female ego.
No, I said not the human male ego. Did I say that actually?
So you're talking about some type of wild beast ego.
I'm as
the
hungry.
Ego of an animal.
You're right. And even though I've acknowledged and apologized, and I do agree now that humans are animals, but for most of my life, I didn't think so.
Not your fault.
Souls. You know when you're on the airplane and they go, when there's a plane crash and they go, the souls. How come that's the only place you're souls? Now, if I get hit by a car, I'm a guy. If I get stabbed in the woods,
right.
A man was it? They don't say soul.
It's because you're so close to God up there. You know what I mean? The closer you get to the breaking the atmosphere, the closer you become to get to actually being a soul. That's why those astronauts that are trapped up there in the space station, it's actually no problem for them because they're being their truest self. They're being their real souls.
You think they're playing
And I dare music? Them not to fall in love, by the way. Those two astronauts that are up there. I don't know their orientations.
Even though one of them's from Argentina, one of them's from North Korea.
Well,
uh-oh, is that musical? True? New musical is about to drop.
Yeah.
If that's what the space station was, every country had to share the same one. I guess that it is the International Space Station, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
How big is that thing?
Sorry. Love is Blind Astronaut, International Astronaut Edition.
Speaking of space, I feel like my, you know how like your, I don't know, I kind of playfully have my FYP like giving me sort of conspiracy theories about the moon and that type of stuff. And I think that the whole time when I'm watching them, like I'm just kind of watching them for entertainment, but I feel like they're some of them are starting to get to me. Like I'm starting to believe in like the moon one, like there's ancient structures on the moon. I'm like, cause Jack, you believe that the moon landing wasn't real. So you're kind of the first person to,
I have no control over that. I desperately wish I believed that the moon landing happened.
They just made a movie about this with Channing Tatum. Okay.
And oh, it must Scarlett be funny Johansson. Then. Is it a comedy?
Is it about it being wife. Fake?
Yes, dude.
Really? I don't know what that emotion was, Eric.
I don't either. I just can't take it anymore.
They're saying there are pyramids on the moon.
No,
there are pyramids everywhere.
Yes, there are, dude. I don't. There are. There's ancient structures.
There are pyramids inside of circles. There are pyramids everywhere. I don't care anymore. Everything has a pyramid in it. Don't make me go here.
Oh, boy.
Oh, I miss you guys.
You go. You know. Oh.
I miss this, man. It's been a while.
I miss just chilling like this and talking so freely.
Right.
Because it's funny. I go to these crazy parties, these insane parties that you can't imagine. And, yeah, the elite are there, but I can't talk like this. Or otherwise, I'm killed on the spot.
And also, you're bartending the party as a
bar backing, dude.
Bar backing the party.
John Travolta, how you doing today, man? What'd you have for dinner? What'd you just say to me?
Mm-hmm. Oh, Gotti, he's still got that Gotti in him.
Is he John Gotti? No, he's not.
In the movie,
he is. Is there two John Gottis? Is there two movies about John Gotti? Is there a different guy that plays John Gotti?
Is John Gotti the mob boss?
Oh, dude, yeah. Stop playing dumb, dude. Stop playing dumb because they're still around.
Who's in the movie The Odyssey that plays the Odysseus?
Nobody knows.
I swear it was John Gotti. I swear it was John Gotti.
How could we make money in like a mob sort of way off of this podcast? Like there's got to be some illegal way to like... insurance claims or something like that, you know, get the podcast insured and then get it hacked and then get the insurance and get the money that we would have made, you know what I'm saying? Something like that.
We return the mics, just return the mics every week, you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
we said that the mics are broken.
I already did that once, kind
of. Right.
We have thousands of microphones at this point. For every episode that number we're on, just know that we have one.
Oh, let me give a spectrum update.
Oh, yeah. Where are you on the spectrum?
So, well, I've complained to them many times. I think I'm like flagged in their system as like a red alert problem. Like I think they sent out their kind of God level technician out to my apartment. Oh, like wow. this guy was elite, and he has dealt with the worst of the worst. He knows how to handle sort of irate customers like me. Okay, so this guy comes in to my apartment and I'm sizing him up, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He immediately senses there's about to be some issues, you know, and
yeah,
he sets me up with he just redoes all the wiring, you know what I'm saying? He does a bunch of shit I can't even understand, but he told me, he said I got in trouble for this by suggesting that you get a new router, because the routers that they give you are just, you know, the base level lowest grade routers you can possibly get. And he's like, if you really want to up your game, get a Netgear or a Linksys router from Best Buy.
And did you do that?
No, but I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking about it once we get the GoFundMe.
Okay. Going. So is the boycott on or is the boycott off?
Right. Where do we stand with Spectrum?
I mean, I feel sort of hopeless. What's the theme of the episode? I've given up or something like that?
I can't take it anymore.
I can't take it anymore, just to bring it back. I can't take it anymore. The abuse from Spectrum, I really just can't. It's enough. They have chiseled me away to the hopeless nothingness, and I just feel like I can't. There's nothing I can do at this point.
So what you are is you're in the dark night of the storm, as they say in Save the Cat. For everybody.
Finally, okay. I'm starting to understand.
Should I read Save the Cat?
Why don't we do that for the next 8 or 9 episodes? Why don't we just do a read?
I have it I have it within 20 feet of me right now. If you guys want me to.
What's the most interesting?
We'll look at a page at the end.
Spectrum. I really don't know what to do at this point because my internet. But you know, we're smooth right now. Have I been chopping up at all in the Zoom? It's pretty good.
Yeah,
right?
Barely, a little chop.
You did chop a little.
Oh, really?
Even during
barely the any day, chop,
day, but barely, but barely.
Oh, fucking goddamn it! I really do think they have me in a sort of separate system in their customer service because they the way they were talking. You saw the way they talked to me, Eric. They knew. What
yeah,
was
they
coming.
Well,
like, they
were afraid.
I'm flagged in their system.
You're on the
no
fly list.
Mm-hmm. You are on the Spectrum no internet style list.
What do you Google? You know what? You do go, you use Pirate Bay more than anybody I know.
You do, Nate.
Does
you're
Jane
torrenting
have the same problem?
Right now it just said way. Connection unstable. Interesting.
Okay,
do
so switch topics. Switch. Of course
if
are.
So, that's another listener, dude. That's a, something that's a Eric. Blessing.
That's a great perspective, okay. Man. It's a great perspective.
All right. I can't take it anymore either, dude. I'm trying to figure out what I can't take anymore, but it's many things.
I
can't take living like this anymore, dude.
I swear to God, that's from something. Doesn't that remind you of something? I can't take it anymore. Doesn't that remind you of a song?
Yeah,
duh.
It sounds like some like kind of Arkham. It sounds like you could see a little cartoon character screaming that out.
I can't take it anymore.
Can't take it anymore.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's that song by Phil Oakes. I'm not walking anymore. Ding 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 ding. He killed himself.
Why do I feel like Jackie would be the most incredible country music artist of our generation?
I look like that. Thanks, man.
I just feel like you have you can speak to the heartland, you know what I'm saying, the way country music does.
Right, because they need to update what they're talking about. It's not just trucks. It's not just heartbreak, achy, breaky.
It's that
heart.
Long thang in your Wranglers. The snake in my... There's a snake
there's
in
a,
my
that
pants.
That long thang in my Wranglers. Snakes up my shirt. It snakes out my sleeve and up through my pant leg. My thang's too long. That's the milk they do down there.
Are there any Jewish country music stars?
Not yet. They haven't let them in yet, but now they're about to.
Wow.
What is this song? Oh, remember that? song Does Your Chain Hang Low?
Of course.
Does Your Chain Hang Low?
Can you throw it over your shoulder? Does your ding-a-lang hang? Would I like to say? Well, Kamala, can you swing that? I was singing that in the car. We drove back from Philly
today.
Dude,
it's stuck in my head, and I fucking, it just like pops in my head. Kamala, can you swing that thing?
Kamala, can you show me? Kamala, can you swing? The swing state. Swing state.
Eric, you need to wear sunglasses right now. It's going to help you.
You think so?
Put on some sunglasses
Eric, Szechuan joint and Coca-Cola, trust me. I won't say who said that.
By the way, they're making an Anthony Bourdain biopic, and the guy from The Holdovers is going to play Anthony Bourdain.
Who is that?
Not Paul Giamatti.
Oh.
The kid.
Al Warren.
There you go.
There you go, Eric.
There you go. See, you look like you're like courtside at a Lakers game, and you're just like so drugged out, so famous, and like people are just kind of scared to talk to you, and your life is just,
I smell
just
like
complete
shit.
Misery. Mm-hmm. Your relationship with your kids is just so, you
toast.
Can't even come back from it. Like, it's like no matter what you do, no matter how much money you throw at problems, it's just not gonna, you're never gonna find that internal peace and happiness.
You look like staying awake on like hella NyQuil.
You look like
challenging myself.
The Secret Service agent that took out that Jared Leto guy who shot Trump in the ear. And you're trying to do, you're doing news hits, talking about the emotional hell that you're in now, having to do that thing.
I can't take it anymore. If you saw a guy like this saying, I can't take it anymore, run for the hills. I would say get out of the mall.
With the fitted Yankee cap and the Ray-Bans. I can't take it anymore.
The music festival now.
Oh, God. I am in such misery today. Just
you realize this is entertaining, Eric. People love this.
Right.
And what does that say about humanity, that they love seeing you tortured?
It's something
pain.
That we can take to the bank. This is what we can take to studio executives. Oh, you guys want to feel good? You guys want a new Forrest Gump? You want this or this? No, you need to see Eric Rahill getting embodied by life in different ways and having too much tequila.
Literally, we should remake the movie The Hangover, but we should call it something so much funnier. The Molly Water Rebound.
Damn,
you should have like a comedians and cars getting coffee, but like you're just you spend a night that's not filmed with a celebrity getting so fucking hungover, like so fucking faded, and then the next day is filmed where you guys are just so ungodly hungover together.
And you have to do an interview about hangover interview. Oh, that's punishing. Imagine this.
Okay.
I just thought of this idea. It is a compendium of short films.
Compendium.
Or short sort of.
Whoa.
Compendium.
It's a compendium, dude. So it's about eight short films that are all different stories, but they're all tied to the same Nalgene full of Molly Water. Mm. Okay. And you're following that Molly Water around to eight different parties. One in Algeria, one in Sudan, one in Williamsburg, or four of the short stories are in Williamsburg. And you just get to, it's just 10 minutes of seeing what happens, who's taking a sip out of the Molly Water, the type of conversations they're having.
Wow. That makes
creative.
Me think poetically. It reminds me of reading poetry. That's so good.
So there's so much in this world that reminds me of reading poetry. It's crazy. Sunsets.
Right. Even negativity, math equations, even things that seem so uncreative.
Weirdly, politics. Weirdly, for me, politics.
Kamala, can you swing that thing? Point in case. Case in point, rather. Hey, Eric.
What?
Remember this song? I need a soldier that'll stand in the center for me and carry big things, if you know what I mean. That is what you remember.
Oh, jeez. With the
I remember that.
That gives you just a whole new look when you tilt it all over to the side like that.
This outfit screams heart attack in the Air One.
Really heart attack.
Heart attack in the Air One. Yes. No, it doesn't. No, it does not. It screams. It screams. No hands ejaculatory experience driving down Lakeshore Drive.
Yep. Damn. Watch this. A bus full of scientists watching that happen.
Scientists. I can't take it anymore either.
So we can't take it anymore.
I can't. What? Listen to this, right? I can't take how much joy I'm experiencing right now anymore. You know what I'm saying? Because you can fill a cup up too much, it overfloweth. Even if it's full of scissor, even if it's full of honey, even if it's full of what's my favorite drink in the world? Probably Sprite. Baja Blast. No. Please. Baja Blast. Mountain Dew. Whatever, man. But you can have too much. And I don't... What are we talking about?
That's just so incredible. Yeah, because what an inherently negative topic we picked. And somehow you flipped it back to be joyful and positive.
Anything can be joyful. I dare you to try to think of something that's not joyful.
Self-immolation.
That's been in the news too much. I'm not going to even go there with you. Okay? So that's...
What about this? The concept of war.
That is too much.
Violent war.
No, I won't do that either.
What about this? The notion of war.
Well, when you bring up the notion, now it's not war that you're discussing. It's the notion of it. And that
you know what I want to say? I just want to say this. I think every war is actually a civil war because humanity, you know
what I mean? Wow.
We're all fighting, I like you.
Wow.
That's good. Keep him around, man. I like this guy. Hey, you're good. Just can we get him some water? Can we get this guy some water?
Oh god.
Eric on the Breakfast Club, like, can't keep his eyes open.
Passing out.
So what's funny is that's a great point. Every war, and Nate's gone. Nate just fell out of the Zoom.
Oh, hell nah.
I can't take it anymore, dude. There's certain things in life that I can't take, and it's Nate dropping from the... You know he's going to hop on the phone.
Yeah, iPhone. We're going to get him. We're going to get him on the iPhone. He's going to be fucking pissed as fuck. I'm scared.
Yeah. How do we get better? How do we get out of it? Are we in a slump? Are we in a slump right now?
No. We're not.
No.
We're on the way up. I don't even know what a slump is, to be dead honest. What's a slump? A downwards moment?
A downward spiral.
All right, no, we're not in that. We're in the slingshot right now. We're being pulled back, right? So it's uncomfortable because you're going backwards. It feels like you're going backwards.
Right.
But God is about to release. And you are going to fly forwards in a way that is unstoppable.
Yeah.
That will send you to distances you didn't know was possible, like an over the hedge when they go over that hedge.
I forgot they did that in that movie.
They did it a few times, I bet.
Over the hedge. There it is. Nate's Diagnostics iPhone 2. Why is it called Diagnostics iPhone?
Spectrum Internet, your time is fucking... This is... It's over. It's... I've had enough.
Call them now.
I have had enough with this. I have a new modem, a new router, a new wiring system, a new sort of pathway for the wires to go. And yet, the internet don't work. And how... This is unreal.
I know. But... We just have to deal with it, dude. Like, challenges come our way all the time. And when you flip it, actually, it doesn't do damn thing. You just flipped in a vertical fashion.
So, God damn it.
God.
So, God damn.
This might be a top start changing.
What's the topic today? What is it?
I can't take it anymore. Listen, no.
So, what I want to say is,
right,
it's not I can't take it anymore. We're changing it. It's I won't take it anymore. I won't.
Mm-hmm. Call the doctor. I won't take it anymore. Call the doctor. I won't take it anymore.
Why are you saying call the doctor?
Get the professionals on. Get the professionals out here right now. I'm not taking it anymore. I can't do it alone, by the way. I need medical assistance to get through it from here on out.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
How many minutes? I have something that I can't take anymore. I'm glad that this is the topic, frankly. This week, okay, I've been swimming a lot at a pool. At a simple
docks,
pool.
Docks.
And no, any joy tactician, welcome to come out to the pool. But twice I asked Nate, you want to go swimming today? Get some exercise?
Oh, come on. Are you bringing this up?
10 hours later, not today, man. Sorry. 10 hours. Second time I asked, get some more followers and we'll see. And it's disturbing to me because purportedly you love swimming. Purportedly you like that.
I do. I'm just.
But you're busy. But so you're busy.
Are you ready to talk about this, Nate?
I'm looking this up on the podcast like this, Eric. When you know that this is a private issue that we should handle man to man. In real life, you're bringing up drama.
This podcast gets
something
more
we
real.
Promised we would never do.
No drama.
No drama. All right. We'll handle this outside the podcast.
Right.
And you're bringing it up.
We fight
on the
all
fucking
the time.
Pod.
We don't
jelly
drama,
wrestling.
But we fucking beat the shit out of each other. Mm-hmm.
I'll jelly wrestling in the living room.
Just showing up, knock on his door any time of day, 11 a.m. All right, Nate, let's run it. I'll fly out to New York. Just show up. Let's run it, man. You owe me one.
Remember that giant hand from Jackass 3?
Yeah. Oh, from Jackass 3?
Or 2, I mean. It's 2,
oh,
I mean.
2.
If any of us got hit by that giant hand, we would be dead.
Yeah, no question.
So no type of pranks like that are allowed.
Yeah, I'd be chilling with RBG right now for sure.
Damn. What do you think she's up to? What do you think? I can't take it anymore that she's not here on this earth. That's what I can't take it anymore.
I can only
take
hope
any more
she's
of.
In a fucking goddamn Hummer H2 full of Milano mint cookies right now.
Mm-hmm. Headed to Soul Cycle. Literal Soul Cycle, the original one from heaven.
Wow.
Uh-huh. George Carlin's doing a stand-up routine while they cycle. Everybody's laughing their ass off, but also thinking
Troyer's
seriously.
19 feet tall, killing it. Vern Troyer, NBA star. Wow. Hitler loving everybody in the world.
Bro.
Having his bar mitzvah.
Bro, take it back right now. You know,
Oh, my bad.
He's not in heaven.
Why did
dude.
I say that even? That's how much love I have in capacity wise for my inside. Dude.
I can't take not being in heaven any longer. I'll say that. I'm tired of this mortal coil.
We're going to have to put a hotline.
I need to shuffle it off. Let's get up there now. Nothing bad happens. We're all chilling, swimming every minute with God.
Can I sing you a song, Eric?
Yeah.
Too much of heaven will bring you underground. Heaven, yeah. The killer makes no sound. Yeah, I'm still talking about heaven. That's right. Have you heard that song?
I'm just hearing it now.
Not only do I have I not heard that, I don't believe that exists. And that is just something that you just made up.
Come on, my friends. Now let me tell you what it's all about. It's today. We keep going. Looking at the dollar bills and nothing else around them. That's
why Eiffel are you 65. Singing with that accent? What's that accent?
Eiffel 65. It's listen to it.
Oh,
you'll
it's European. That's your European.
Doing a perfect impression. If you listen to the song, you'll be going, wow.
Oh, Eiffel 65, you mean?
You don't need, go, no, need
I'm.
Mm-hmm.
Blue. Go. And Nate, you know.
I don't even know what. I don't know what. I don't
you
know
don't
what
know
the fuck is going
Eiffel
on.
65, I'm blue and Abadibadai.
Oh, that's the. So they have another song besides Blue?
That's what we're just finding out. Do you think anyone's been listening to this and they're saying, I can't take it anymore?
Ding, ding, of this ding, podcast?
Yeah.
Certainly.
We bring the vibe. Listen, we bring the vibes in a crazy way that is undeniable.
Unfuck with
a boom. Bring the boom. That's what we do. We bring the boom.
What's that?
To every boy and every girl. We bring. You heard this one? The Costco guys song?
Oh, AJ and Justice.
And Big Justice.
Big Justice. Wow.
They're taking over the entertainment industry.
Something not good's gonna happen. I don't know what I mean by that. I just see something in the crystal ball. Oh wait, you saw there's a woman that is I believe blind and has been predicting crazy world events.
Yeah.
Do you know this?
Yeah.
Really? Like with accuracy or just?
I did hear this.
With extreme accuracy.
What does she have on the docket for?
She should go to the casino.
yo, I got it. Blind woman. Oh yeah. Oh, the blind mystic Baba Vanga.
Oh, Baba Vanga? She needs to meet Shadrach. Yeah.
Well, she probably did know Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego back in the day. Blind mystic Baba Vanga predicts the end of humanity will start in 2025.
Will start? Let me tell you
we'll
something.
Begin.
It's already started.
Yeah, the end started in the beginning. Write that
down. Baba Vanga, whose real name was Evangelia Pandeva Gusterova.
I know a couple of them.
Sounds like a name that you came up with, Nate. Lost her eyesight in a storm when she was 12 years old, and that's when her mysterious abilities began. Well, the storm's out over there in Eastern Europe. She predicted 9/11. In 1989, Baba Vanga said, horror, horror, the American brethren will fall by being attacked by steel birds.
Oh, God dang it. Well, catch this.
She didn't know what airplanes are.
If I just start saying sentences like that, I'm going to knock it out. Check it out. Yo, Liechtenstein.
That could be a bomb.
Liechtenstein got a gray hue over it. See what I'm saying? Now what? Argentina with Argentina bowling pins. Okay. If I just say a billion sentences like that, yeah. Because I bet all her other sentences were fucking crazy. What's her name?
Listen to
Bianca.
This. No, Baba Vanga.
Okay. I was close.
In 2025, a big conflict in Europe will hurt many people. In 2028, humans will explore Venus for new energy.
What?
Okay.
In 2033, melting ice caps will cause sea levels to rise. In 2076, communism will spread worldwide. We're already
2076.
Well, yeah, due to our grassroots efforts.
She's a lib.
In 3005, Earth will go to war with people from Mars.
Let me Google this.
In 5079. The world will end, bro. Such a limited time on this planet.
38, Fat Joe tries Ozempic. Then what are they going to call him? Wow, she's crazy. She's funny.
Can you imagine saying Ozempic from a crystal ball hallucination? Ozempic. You guys like that?
I didn't get it. I got a funny idea, dude. So you know palm readers, right?
They read right, palm. Man.
Okay,
right.
So this one's a tongue reader.
Oh, I think I've read someone's tongue before, if I'm being frank, if I'm being honest.
Let's cut the last minute of this podcast out, I think.
Nah.
Let's cut the whole podcast and just like.
I want to be respected.
I want to be respectful. That's the difference between us. That's the fucking difference between us, dude. If you want to be respected, it'll never happen. If you strive to be respectful, you earn respect quite naturally.
Eric, are you wearing pants right now?
No, and I'm afraid that people saw my thang when I got up to put on the sunglasses. Dakota Johnson and Chris Martin have split after 7 years.
Oh, Jesus Christ, Eric. Quick on the draw with today. That one.
Thank you.
Eric's thang reveal.
You should, if you're about to die, you should have to show that thang.
Show that thing on NBC, ABC?
Yeah.
No, in the casket, open
In the obituaries.
Open genitals casket.
You mean the what's it
the
called?
Open genitals casket?
The glory hole casket?
Oh, bro.
The joy
chill,
casket?
Really.
Joy casket.
You know how many, you know how many people that love you have never seen that thing? You know
right.
what I'm saying? Just
let
them. Just let them.
Right.
Can I see that thing?
Can I see it? Can I see that thing? Please? Can
guys,
I see
guys,
it?
Wow.
Let's go into some TMZ news, Eric. Get TMZ on the docket. Let's go through some
TMZ
we were
some celebrity
TMZ.
Gossip.
Dude, me and look up Sarah Sherman wears outfit in Philadelphia. We had these motherfuckers. We came out of the show at the Helium this weekend, and people were out there with the photographer shit, whatever. What do you call that?
Yeah.
Paparazzos. Paparazzos. And they were sprinting with us, sprinting down the street, getting ahead of us, sprinting down the street again. And then
the Philly
this was
paparazzi.
Fucking funny. This was fucking funny. Then, because we're like, we keep walking. We won't give them their pictures, I guess, or whatever. And then they go, fuck this. She's just on fucking SNL. Anyways, let's go. And I thought, that's...
They said what, dude?
They said she's just on SNL.
Just
anyways.
On
let's
SNL?
Go.
She's just on SNL. Let's
just on SNL?
Bruh.
Yeah, dude. And Burger King is... And help me. She's just
no,
on
you
SNL?
Got it.
Yeah, and Lance Armstrong just went to the moon.
He didn't.
I said the wrong one. I know I did.
Right.
Neo.
Wait. I'm just hearing this now. Robert De Niro. You guys know him.
He sucked
actor.
His own pickle.
What'd you say?
He sucked his own.
It's not true, man. That rumor is
oh,
not true.
Oh.
It's not
okay.
True. That's been unverified.
It's been unverified.
All right, my bad. We did hear that, though.
But I did believe that strongly. Robert De Niro dives into 81. That's the age that he's turning. With a 30-foot plunge, he jumped off of a yacht, bro.
Wow. No, he jumped 30 feet. He jumped off a 30-foot yacht.
Wait, the picture is really hella funny. The picture is quite funny.
What's his name? Robert De Niro.
Wait. Just I'm going to put it in the chat. Look at this.
Okay.
Click and click on that.
Okay, I just clicked. Did he fall? Did he get pushed off a fucking boat? That's so
damn.
Funny.
He's trying to do a dive. He was trying to do a dive.
Looks, unfortunately, like the I don't like about this. The falling man.
Wait, I've been practicing my dives at the pool.
That's nice.
No one asked me about that. Yeah.
Well, you have to.
No one thought to ask me about that.
Well, we're jealous, dude. So that's why.
Wait, can we tell the Robert De Niro self-suck story? Because I feel like we breezed past that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were just chilling, and he asked us to come up to. Now this is like
someone told us.
Somebody else told that.
That like there's a story of a famous person, and they didn't reveal the punchline is like kind of like who the celebrity is. It's like okay, there's this famous person. They're at this party. They see this girl and the assistant goes up to her and says, hey, a famous person, you know, this person would like to see you in his hotel room. So she says, oh, okay, yes, I'd love to. She goes into the room, she opens the door and it's Robert De Niro. And he says like, let me go get into something a little bit more, you know, I don't know, like let me put on a robe or some shit. He comes back and he's in a robe and he sucks his own dick.
Pretty close.
And we believed it when we heard it, right?
I believe it.
I think yeah, something like that. I think yeah.
Fully believed it.
I never heard that. And it's so
true.
We're telling it because it's so oddly false.
Yeah.
It's so egregiously false, and he's a respected man who could if he wanted, but would never.
This picture
do that.
Is incredible.
Isn't that the funny? That should be the thumbnail for the episode.
It should be.
I can't take it anymore. There is nothing shit. Like, there's just, I know we talk about it, Ned, about you being sitting at the bottom of the pool and just feeling
Right.
Amazing. I've been feeling that lately in the waters, in the pool waters that I've been. Totally free. Totally free.
But you know, we come from water. From a species. Right,
our great ancestors.
Scientific.
Everything our great on. Ancestors, the amoebaistic style ancestors.
Amoebuous.
Mm-hmm.
Amoebus, genus, hominidus, hominidius, of course.
Well, so, what'd you do if saying that sparked a giant black scarab beetle to come behind you? You summoned it by that language. you lost your spirit protector.
Oh no, it was my friend.
That's a spiritual protector. Yeah, bro.
They should have known how hungry I am. I'm fucking hungry.
I'm hungry too, dude.
Dude, the only thing I've eaten
night,
today,
bro.
I haven't even eat much today except a bagel. All right.
Rihanna is taking tequila shots in Barbados.
From who?
Been Holy there. Shit. Been there. I've been to Barbados, dude.
No, you've not been to Barbados?
Yep, I have.
No.
Yeah. For all
That's
afternoon.
Awesome. That's
when I was on
awesome.
The cruise ship.
Hey, I was in a pool recently too, everybody. At the Sunset
Why
Hotel.
Why didn't you tell me that?
Sonesta Hotel in Philly. I was in that pool. That was nice. You know what's nice to do next time?
And
what'd
you
pool?
Do in there?
Put your what? Heels up on the deck of the pool. You know what I'm saying? You hold the whole calf hanging on the deck.
Yeah.
And float on your back and look up. Look up. Look up.
Just look at the sky.
Look at the sky. Look at the buildings around you if you're in the industrial downtown Philly. Mm.
The okay, everybody do that. All the joy tacticians take pictures of yourselves doing that.
And check in as safe.
Mm-hmm. Are
do you
safe?
You guys are
going
to have to check
comments.
In as safe anytime soon on Facebook? Like, would you ever check in as safe?
I forgot that was even a function of social media.
For 5.
It seems
5,
that
man.
Only Facebook is the app that cares about
I know
human safety.
Dude.
There's no feature like that on Twitter.
Can I
on
check
Instagram.
In as hurting?
What?
Oh, can I check in as hurting? As not
well, a
safe?
Lot of people are in the way that
I'm
they're
checking
posting on their stories.
Right.
It's clear that they're in pain.
Yeah, right. We're checking in as being in pain.
Mm-hmm.
We're I'd like to check in, please. I'm in pain. I can't take it anymore, dude. What else can't we take any? I mean, this is the time to let this shit rip.
What really can we not fucking take anymore, man? I can't take this shit anymore. Disrespect. That is probably the thing that I can't fucking take anymore.
Disrespect.
I haven't taken it in 5 years, probably. So, yeah, nothing to talk about.
I was in an Uber last night, and I was too afraid. He had the heat turned on fully, blasting heat. Oh. And I was too afraid to ask him to turn it down. That's how much of a coward I am.
That's
okay?
Something different. Yeah.
That's that he's giving me temperature disrespect. Okay?
I hate
throwing
that.
It right in my face. I know, me too. Me too.
We're all wearing white.
Well, you know, you're
today.
Going to
Sorry.
What'd you say? Go ahead, Jack.
We're all wearing white shirts today. That's all. I'm sorry. Go Nate.
The white
we didn't plan it. Mm-hmm.
Well, me and Eric have the same Lacoste polo that we found out that we had both have, and we wore it to the same function recently, mm-hmm. and it was quite hilarious.
Quite embarrassing, dude. Quite
That's
hilarious.
Funny.
Who'd have thunk? Two green Lacoste polos, two green style hats.
Mm-hmm. That's funny.
Crazy.
You both had the green style hat?
Yep.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Couple of guys wearing green.
Nate, what can't you take anymore outside of Spectrum? Be more honest and be more real than you've ever been on this podcast.
I can't take... You know what I can't take is the lack of abundancy in house partying. in
yep.
my life in Los Angeles.
Yep.
Isn't there just so something so fun about going to a house party?
Of course.
Not going to a bar.
Yeah.
Not
bars
going
are
to
over.
Bars are. I don't want to go to another bar part. I want to go to the house function with the keg.
Because by the way,
with the fucking fridge that is so full that you can't even put your liquor and beer that you brought, and you can't put it in the fridge. Mm-hmm. You got to put it off to the side, and people are stealing that shit.
Yep.
You're getting pissed about them taking your fucking White Claws.
Yep.
What happened to those parties, man?
I'm going to one
I don't know.
Tonight in New
no,
York.
No, you're going to a house or
I'm
an
going
apartment,
to a
dude.
House in New York, an apartment is about as close to a house as you can get. Trust me.
Apartments are pathetic, dude. I'll just say it right now. If you're living in an apartment, bro, take a good look at what's going on that got you there. Okay?
Fuck. I wish I had a house so bad.
You can't imagine what it's like. It's awesome.
God damn it.
It's just, I agree with you, Nate. And by the way, you know house parties where people get freaky, right?
Yep. Yeah. Why do you think I want to,
you know,
be a part of them so badly?
You know,
upstairs,
people like to get freaky upstairs.
Mm-hmm. The downstairs, the upstairs. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What's that mean? All right, let's get serious. What? Oh, the social security numbers are all going
out
to
the world.
Oh,
dude, don't get me started. I'm trying to stop it. I'm trying to stop what happened.
So does that mean we can all just finally come clean about our numbers? If they're
it's
out
just
there, then
a string
out.
Of numbers. You know what I mean? It's just numbers.
I like all my numbers. If I
know.
I wish so badly I could tell everybody my phone number and my social security number because they're both such amazing sequences. If you
I
see
found
me in
out
person,
that
I'll
I
tell
think
you.
I think that I've been using the wrong social security number for like years.
What do you mean?
Like I had to go back and
no.
I was like, oh, I think I'm off by like the what I thought. Like I've switched up two of the numbers. So I think there are documents that are just I'm probably like wiped off the face of the earth in some you know in the last like 10 years in terms of like government documents.
You could
they can't
you
find
actually,
me.
Yeah, you shouldn't be paying taxes if that's the case.
Yeah.
571.
Hey.
212.
Hey. What the hell? Stop that.
Do you know how hard it would be to get those last four digits?
It'd be so easy.
No, what are you talking about, dude?
Well, the whole funny
to guess
thing
four
of it is
digits.
That, but the whole, but they already know that my number is interesting, so you could probably guess what those. If you're smart, fill in those last four digits and give me a ring. Okay.
That's what I'm saying. To a dedicated person, you're gonna. That's who you want
okay.
to be calling
5, 7,
you.
571212, and then go for it. If you get those last,
how many
four,
different four? How many different combinations can you get out of four numbers? Like what? What is that? Like 1,000, maybe.
No, Nate. It's
infinitesimal. It's huge. I have a fucking red dot on the Social Security office head
Nate,
for changing my name to Aaron.
There are 10,000 possible four-digit combinations. Using
no,
zero
impossible.
To nine, 10,000.
I could think
now,
of that.
You crank that up to five. All of a sudden, 90,000. You crank that up to six. To power of nine, whatever. 720.
That blows my mind.
Mm-hmm.
720. What's next? 900. Hearing a boys' angelic choir sing the Tony Hawk soundtrack. Tony Hawk's
wow.
funeral.
At his funeral.
Here I am.
Do you guys notice that I twist my hair like this? Like I'm constantly doing this.
I do notice, and I notice so you're getting cute. Some good curls too. The longer that gets,
remember I'm growing out my. I think I'm gonna shave it down. It's just getting too much. Look at this.
I want.
I'm getting.
My
I got
badly.
The bald berries and cream going down. Look at this.
Oh no. Yeah.
But can
the
I
bald
just
berries
say,
and cream? Look at that.
Can I just
shit.
Say? Berries and cream are so fucking good.
Yeah.
There's nothing better than berries with cream.
No, there's really not. Not. No, there's not.
Berries and whipped cream? Are you kidding me?
You make
me?
Them good too, Eric.
I know. Well,
really,
dude, I know.
Berries and cream.
I appreciate you saying that.
Appreciate you having me over.
And I know that this podcast might seem like it's like at 45 minutes, but we've only been doing the podcast for 4 minutes at this point. We have,
I know,
we have a very long, long way to go.
To me, it feels like that. realistically, wait, is there one more thing that can't be taken anymore?
What else can't I take?
I can't.
Racism.
Well, that's a given, dude.
Right.
That
but that's
is a given.
Finally, Eric, finally, bro.
Well,
finally,
I didn't want to have to say anything, but.
You've come around. Should we say it gave us joy?
Yeah, I think we should.
And then let's get Eric back to sleep. I'm going to get some food, and Nate, you're going to shave that thing and live stream it.
Would you, Nate? Would you?
I would. I'll do anything.
You want me to come over and buzz that thing for you? Bring my oils.
Get the back of the
super
neck.
Oiled up head, just an actual electric buzzer. Start circuiting there.
Everybody.
Oh, you know what? Really quick, what I can't take anymore? That movie Cuckoo.
Oh god damn.
Nate and I saw this movie Cuckoo.
Cuckoo?
Cuckoo.
Cuckoo.
Cuckoo. Cuckoo. Cuckoo.
How do you spell it?
C-U-C-K.
Is it Australian?
It's American, dude, as far as I can recognize.
Is it about a reluctant 17-year-old Gretchen?
Yep.
Her father that go to an Alp, what is it?
Alpine. Yeah. It's just the acting. Listen, the acting was hitting, I would say, but the story. Shout out
poor.
Hunter Schafer. Shout out
poor.
The guy from Downton Abbey. But the story was crazy. Okay, didn't come together in the end. Spoiler, didn't come together for me.
But you liked the first and second act.
I would say that is just a
not
hard
really.
Pass. Mm-hmm. Don't you know?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, by the way, though, this was distributed by Welkino Film Verlier in Germany. Shout out
right.
to Welkino Film Verlier. Okay. Just looking at the Wikipedia. Box office didn't do too good, but a setback set it for a comeback.
Well, Alien Romulus is going crazy.
What's up?
Alien Romulus is destroying the box office.
Oh, okay. I've not
heard blowing that shit up. Well, okay, what gave me... You know, I just got to shout out swimming. I just got to shout it out. And I'm doing a pre-joy, but I'm about to get some headphones for the water.
Wow.
So I can listen to Joy Tactics. starting from episode one. We should do a re-listen podcast. We kind of do live commentary on all the episodes so far.
I've been begging to do the commentary episode forever.
Give us in the comments, what episode do you want us to do a live commentary on? What are the most legendary episodes that you need a kind of behind the scenes? How did they possibly do this? You know, what was going
how
on
could
in
done this?
During that?
And do we need a hotline already? People send in voice memo questions.
God
Whoa,
damn, we
do.
Need a,
we do.
We need a voice. We need a.
We need a black
like,
box.
Physical media like cassette tape. A voice machine.
Yesterday, we need that.
Beep.
Hey. Hi, I'm a producer. That's going to be the start
producer.
Of most of them.
Yeah. Right. I'm a Spanish producer. I don't know if you how quickly you guys can learn Spanish. Don't worry, we already know that shit.
Mm-hmm. But we're having a pool party with a bunch of models that needs to be filmed ASAP with three sort of jacked out.
You guys aren't allergic
guys.
To
body butter.
You have any allergies? Body butter, Dos Equis?
Nope.
Okay.
Seawater, salt.
Saliva.
Salt water. Hey, man. Enough.
Stop. All right.
Enough's
so
enough.
Let's continue.
I got hair in my mouth, too. What? You got hair in your mouth, Jack?
Mine was for my mustache, yeah.
Mine, too.
All right. So what gave me joy I'll tell you. A man is in custody after a Pennsylvania mother told police that a stranger had entered her home multiple times to stare at her 9-year-old daughter. On 2 subsequent occasions, the door was left unlocked. On another occasion, he climbed through a window, she recounted. While the manner in which he has entered the house has changed, one thing remains the same. He always goes to the child's room. Over and over again, he's coming in and having conversations with her, says Mrs. Zabara, told the outlet. I even had cash on the counter one day. He didn't touch the cash. He just goes into my daughter's bedroom.
Get his ass out of there. Is it a ghost?
No, it's a dude, and he turned himself in. But
maybe he hasn't revealed himself to be ghost-like yet. He
keeps coming into the room, house over and over again just to stare at that little girl, just to stare at her and then talk.
Get him out of there. Yeah.
Yeah, so
this gave you joy?
Yeah, because journalism is alive and well.
Wow.
So, Nate?
It really is. Thank you, man.
Jesus. Well, what gave me
joy? What gave your phone, iPhone?
Definitely not my my internet, but I have been getting some gains in at the gyms. Seeing my progress.
Tell us, Nick.
Tell me a skyrocket. Couple weights. Tell me a couple weights.
Skyrocket.
30 dumbbells on the biceps. Wagon reps? Wheels. You taught me that term.
Wagon wheels. On the bench press.
Plus 5.
On the bench.
On the bench press.
Oh.
It's going down. Yes. I'm getting fucking jacked.
You look brolic.
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 Raleigh? No, Brawley.
Who's that? Who could that be?
Oh, do you guys want to hear my Laurel and Yanny impression real quick?
Yep.
Laurel. And my phone is at 1% right now, so no device can
save you.
Save this, yeah. I'm just
well, we did it, guys. Tortured. We really did it. Did our best, and we appreciate once again all the listeners just tuning in, being present with us.
Take that.
That's all we can ask for.
Can't take.
We
it
love
anymore.
You guys.
We take this. Take this. You know what I'm saying.
Yep. Okay. Ace.
Well. That concludes another incredible fucking episode of Joy Tactics. Head over to patreon.com/joytactics to unlock exclusive weekly bonus episodes. And make sure to follow us on social media where we post fire TikToks and hilarious shit like that. And if you loved the shit you just listened to, make sure to subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. Thanks for listening, and remember, we are shaped by our thoughts, we become what we think. When the mind is pure, joy follows like a shadow that never leaves.